Hi, everybody. Kurt Schlichter here for Unredacted Town Hall PIP Podcast.
Well, we're in the middle of Texas, aren't we?
Yes.
Are you taking things out of your ear?
Yes, I was listening to my Gilded Age podcast.
Oh, dear gosh. And you didn't let me in on it? I want to get in touch with my feminine side.
This is a little dessert that I keep all to myself.
Wow.
Yes.
Okay.
Indulgence.
Holy cow. Well, very busy week. We're not going to talk about Epstein.
I think we're done.
I'm done with the pervert who shall not be named, as opposed to the pervert who shall. Bill Clinton. But I did like some of the stuff that was coming out in the other scandal, the one that actually matters. So Hillary was a type 2 diabetic with ischemic heart failure. And she had she was on freaking benzos, man.
She was having issues.
Benzodiazepam. Yeah. That's a downer.
She was having some issues. It is a downer.
And speaking of Bill Clinton, oh yeah, she's a downer. I remember when we got together and I said I'm gonna have to breed if I wanna win a governorship here in Arkansas.
All right, now.
So I said, Hillary, I want to put a baby in you.
Oh.
Hillary!
I am so sorry.
And she said,
audience.
She said, what a tangled web we wave. Because I've been banged by Webb Hubble.
Okay.
Chelsea Clinton looks like Webb Hubble and Hillary Clinton.
She looks a lot.
She looks like terrible. Terrible.
It is.
What's his name? The guy who shall not be named at, Chelsea's wedding?
Probably. Yeah. Sure he was.
And then he was at Trump's wedding. And there's a picture of him there with Howard Stern, another guy who loves Trump. It's one of the, that's one of the most dumb things ever. But you remember Hillary, and I remember 2016 because I'm old. And you remember when Hillary did the little wobble wobble collapse thing and she like lost her shoe?
Yeah.
And then the shoe was like in the gutter. Trump was like, I already put my shoes on. He's not doing, she wasn't like fight, fight, fight. She was like, she was a mess.
What a callback.
But what is it with all these Democrats who are ate up? We got her and she was a mess, and they hid it from us. Mm-hmm. I mean, you look at her, and she looks like a big lump of dough.
Well, I think you could tell something wasn't right.
Well, she's a mess. You don't see her much anymore.
No. But, I mean, back then.
Much like Bill Clinton doesn't see her much anymore. Well, I got a couple of Frontier Airlines stewardesses coming over to join me in the hot tub tonight.
All right.
Veronica! And Unique.
Veronica. I thought you were going to say Betty and Veronica.
Betty was a waitress at the Waffle House.
All right. Anything else?
I tapped that like Morse code. Okay. But, no, she, yeah. And then of course, you got Joe Biden, who, he just got $10 million for his memoirs. How do you freaking pay $10 million for the memoirs of a guy who can't form memories? I mean, he's literally a human eggplant.
He is. Did you hear about this truck?
Yes, I see the truck.
And then we have the Hunter Biden interview.
Well, hold on. There's one more.
Oh, okay.
So we got two. We got Bill Clinton and Grandpa Badfinger. But enough about Tara Reid. And then we've got...
Yeah, she was thrown up in the last hour.
Yeah, she was. And then Kamala Harris. You know, the Secret Service had a code name for her. 12-step.
12-step.
12-step. How you feeling today, Kamala? Okie! buttery.
I got a whole chip on those Chardonnays.
I mean, my goodness.
Okay.
Yeah, she, so, I mean, they're 12 step. All their people have secrets. The whole Democrat Party is this giant conspiracy to foist physically and mentally unfit people upon us and then tell us we're racist when we notice.
Ageist, racist.
Ageist.
Misogynistic. Yeah.
You just hate women. Well, I just hate
this one.
This one?
Nothing to other being a woman.
Oh, and did you see her husband's ex-wife?
Okay.
Kristen Emhoff, I think.
Yeah.
Went up against Megyn Kelly and said something like, Megyn, you shouldn't say things like that. And
what was Megyn talking about, though?
I don't remember. I just remember she got nude.
Was it J-Lo?
Yes, it was J-Lo. She was like, Megyn was like, J-Lo, you know, you're 56. You ought to stop trying to look like a sex kid. You know, you can agree with her or disagree, but this Emhoff chick got a little uppity about it. And Megyn basically...
tell her ex-husband?
Let's just put it this
way. Hey.
Let's put it this way. Dresden, Hiroshima, Megyn Kelly. It was not pretty. Much like Miss Emhoff. Didn't her husband bang the nanny?
Yeah.
Like Schwarzenegger?
It's a thing.
Was Kamala the nanny?
Well, they say
she's in a service industry.
Didn't she get the nanny, right?
Maybe. I know Schwarzenegger's nanny did.
Yeah, but she got it.
She had the kid.
I thought Emhoff made a nanny kid.
Yeah, I'm still trying to figure out the Schwarzenegger.
We shouldn't talk anymore about
I'm trying to figure out the Schwarzenegger nanny thing, and then I see Maria Shriver, and I'm like, I don't know. But anyway, but these Democrat man, they're just pumping out these people who are physically broken. And who knows what's going on with Waltz? I mean, there's a lot of guys in the Democrat Party who seem to have a secret. Him and Cory Booker. Let's just say. I'm not interested in checking out his browser history. So, yikes. But I think it's a broken program, party. They don't seem to have any... Who's the person who's going to, you know, torchbearer for 88? Pete Buttigieg? I mean, that's the problem with Democrats. They want to appeal to men, but A, they hate men. And they don't know any real ones.
Yeah.
It's like, men are going to respond to Pete Buttigieg. Now with beard. He's got, and I don't understand that. Do you think they're going to be like, no. He's okay. He thinks roads are racist. I mean, they don't call it blacktop for nothing. But what? I don't. All these people are stupid, and I don't want them to be stupid, and they need to stop being stupid at me. You know what I'm saying? Hey, put that away. You got to pay attention to me.
I'm looking up. I'm interested now in the whole Megyn Kelly, Kirsten. It's Kirsten.
Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay, gone.
But, so, what did you say just a second ago? I mean, you took me on a tangent, and I forget what it was.
Oh, I'm sorry. Go on.
Tell me what it was.
I don't remember.
Okay.
That Kirsten and Emhoff.
Why?
Because I wanted to see what exactly was set. But go on.
I don't know where to go with any of that. But okay. There's this new breed of Democrat out there. You got Mondami.
Right.
And I'm wondering who he appeals to besides...
Black guy?
No, he's not...
He said he was black.
He's Ugandan.
I know. He said he was
and black. India.
Didn't he say he was black? to when he applied to, at Columbia?
Yes.
Yes, that's
the yes. He said he was African American. Yes. So that was pretty amazing.
The joke.
Okay. I get it.
Okay.
And
I got my chalkboard out.
And he gets out there with his little commie thing. And I guess, you know, I don't think Hakeem Jeffries has endorsed him. Same with Schumer. I don't think they've done it yet. But, I mean, this guy's full down Hamas guy. From the river to the sea, Palestine will be free. By which I mean, I love Jewish people. I don't think he does. I'm not buying that definition.
No.
And globalize the intifada. You see, when I say that, it means love. Are there people out there going, yes, I believe it. I think that's a sincere and smart thing to say. And I don't think anybody buys that shit.
Okay.
I think they're just like, you know, he wants to kill all the Jews, but he might win. So we've got to balance the whole genocide thing, the actual genocide instead of righteous retribution on the scumbag Palestinians, with we can win. But, I mean, is he a model for others? And I'm not, I don't think he will be, because, you know, if he does actually win in New York, which I don't think is guaranteed, but I think is likely. New York's going to get even worse. And do you think the Republicans are going to let them forget it? Because the Republicans this time under Trump, they've gotten a lot better. Did you see when Trump was there with Jerome Powell? And Jerome Powell, and he's like, well, you know, you're $3 billion over budget. And Jerome Powell's like, well, those aren't accurate numbers. Well, I got these off, you know, your website. They're right here in my pocket. You want to take a look at me? He's like, whoa!
Trump is just the ultimate.
I was like, I don't know, you know, I'm using your numbers there, Jerome. What kind of weird name is Jerome anyway?
Okay. We're not playing anymore.
No.
We're not, and we're learning not to. I mean, Marco Rubio.
He stopped taking brief.
He's amazing. I mean, I changed my mind on that guy.
Well, we liked him, and then he became an amnesty sissy. We'll talk about amnesty in a minute.
Oh.
Became an amnesty sissy, and then he learned. And now he's born again hard. He's like, we're not doing any of that. Screw you. Die. By the way, I'm closing my own department.
Do you think we can keep that going after Trump's term?
Well, that's a good question. You know, I think there are people who want to go back to the old sissy Republican thing, because frankly, it was easier, and they're sissies.
To always lose?
Yeah, like Brian Kemp in Georgia, who wasn't man enough to run for Senate, and now is trying to get some doofy college football guy from a different state to run. And everyone's like, what are you doing? He's the one who recommended Kelly Loeffler. Remember Kelly Loeffler?
Oh, yes.
And he's like, well, she looks like a suburban woman, and suburban women will vote for her.
Yes.
Suburban women want their Chardonnay and their SSRIs. Well, not you.
Okay.
The other ones. You don't even like Chardonnay.
I don't.
Or SSRIs, for all I know.
Well.
So, but, you know, they want to drag us back to, like, the old loser conservatism. And
yeah, I'm just afraid we're going to, it'll just be too easy to fall back on that.
Well, the thing is, if you're a political entrepreneur, you have now discovered that the money position is to be Trumpy.
Yeah.
So that's why the guys who don't want to be Trumpy have to at least pretend to be Trumpy.
Yeah. Yeah.
And I know it drives them crazy.
But I think J.D. Vance is pretty, I think that's pretty much natural stance with him.
Yeah, well, he's in. And other guys who are going to see it are going to may want to run understand they have to do the same thing. Now, there are some dumb ones who are like, okay, now all this Trump craziness where we actually achieve things that base has wanted for years, that's over. We can get back to losing like gentlemen. You know, our natural state, which is, you know, showing our belly to the enemy.
I think a lot of these guys need someone who is naturally, organically like Trump at the head to feel empowered enough to be tough and strong.
Or terrified enough.
Yeah, or terrified.
Because people like Joni Ernst wanted to sissy out on Hegseth, and Trump was like,
No,
you're not doing that. And she was like, that's right. I mean, he broke Tom Tillis.
That's right.
He broke Tom. Oh, Tom Tillis. What a piece of crap. What a piece of dung Tom Tillis is. But yeah, I think the guy who takes over after Trump is going to be the one who can pick up and carry on with the kind of aggressive. See, here's the thing Trump did, the real thing. He won things.
Yeah.
He started putting wins on the scoreboard. And it's not going to be enough to go, well, you know, it's really hard. It's not that hard. You just do it. Well, you know, closing the border. Yeah, there's a lot of things to consider. And Trump's like, close freaking border. And it gets closed. I mean, you know, we just drove along most of the Mexico border over the last day or two. Because we're driving from L.A. to Texas as we speak. And, you know, we did not see massive numbers of illegal aliens. We didn't see anybody trying to get over in El Paso. When you say no, no's the answer.
And it almost seemed cleaner, didn't it?
Like, it did seem cleaner.
It really did seem cleaner.
It did seem cleaner.
Even the air quality.
The air quality was better. It was a sunshiny day.
It was weird. Usually it's a little hazy. I'm not going to lie. You can almost see like a delineating like line or wall of air. It's bizarre. But not this time. It was very clean.
It was.
Yeah. No trash, the air, everything.
Yeah.
I don't know what that's about, but it could be related.
It could be.
Who knows? Okay.
But
there's a lot in the news. So.
What's in the news? The other thing you can see is they are trying to sneak amnesty back. We got what? Maria Elvira Salazar. Elvira?
Yeah. And Ida.
Wasn't that Scarface's wife's name? That Michelle Pfeiffer? She was Elvira.
Was she Elvira?
She was.
Really?
Oh, God. Well, this chick is like, we need to give dignity to the illegal aliens. No, we don't need to give them shit. Why the hell should you have dignity if you're a fucking illegal alien?
It's just so embarrassing. Come on.
She's Cuban, but she grew up in Puerto Rico, so.
Right.
That's different. Okay. I don't know. It's part of the hierarchy of Latinos. I don't get it.
It may explain things.
I don't.
It may explain.
They're a little less hardcore than the Cubans.
Well, yeah, it's a different. They have a completely different history.
Gosh.
From the Cubans. So, yeah, it's very disappointing to hear her say.
Well, it's more disappointing. Got a couple other, you know, there are like, what, 10 Republican congressmen who are like,
well, this seems like a great idea. We should join in on this. Because it's important to allow illegal aliens to stay if they violated the law long enough.
Yeah, squatters' rights.
Yeah, we're going to get squatters' rights to, you know, to the replacement of the American people by third world peasants, which I'm not interested in doing. And I like how people are now like, screw. Well, what about, you know, America's a nation of immigrants. No, and America's a nation of conquerors.
That's right.
We conquered their Elizabeth Warren asses. And it's ours. And You know, if you want to apologize. And of course, you got Maisie Hirono going, America was born off the work of slaves. Well, if you consider the foundation of America to be freaking cotton, then you're accurate. But if you're not retarded, and therefore not Maisie Hirono, you'll know that that's stupid. I like when she's like, are you aware of any Supreme Court case that said diversity was unconstitutional? And dude's like, yes. And she's like, well, I don't think so. Okay. Well, you could have just stopped there, you know, and not even done the think part. Because you're Maisie Hirono. And Maisie Hirono puts the duh in dull. In fact, they were thinking of a sequel to that movie, Dumb and Dumber and Maisie. Which And then there's Maisie.
Speaking of Dumb and Dumber, oh my God.
Oh yeah, what was he?
America has lost its civility and its decency. And that's because Trump is literally Hitler!
My fear is that he said Kamala would have been like an Abraham Lincoln. That was hilarious. No, he actually did.
She might be a stinking Lincoln. Which is kind of like the Colorado Steamer or the Dirty Sanchez.
Is that from Better Call Saul? Stinking Lincoln?
No, I just made that up.
No.
A stinking Lincoln. I don't know what the hell that is. It's some weird perversion. Hey, baby, you know what turned me on?
What?
Stinking Lincoln. See, I wear a top hat.
All right, now we're just saying, oh, it's not sticks. Go, come on. Contract.
And I marched through Georgia. Guess what Georgia is? So, anyway.
Oh. Yeah, all right, just go.
It's a stinking Lincoln.
A stinking
Lincoln. I don't know what the hell that is.
I don't know. Sheesh, carry on. We're just gonna... I'm sorry, people. I'm trying here.
But so, but there are apparently some senators who are like eager to make an. I mean, Lankford, of course. Oh my gosh. You know, if Lankford had gotten his way on the comprehensive immigration reform, there'd be 5,000 of these butt munches coming into America. Do you know how many were released into America last month?
No money.
Zero. None. He'd have 5,000 a day. That's 1.5 million. No, actually, it's more. It's like 1.8 million a year. And he's still at it. He's like, well, yeah, I think it's just terrible that Donald Trump didn't, you know, buy into this deal, which would allow 1.8 million of them in before anything can happen.
Don't we have enough already? I mean,
he's a pastor. Why are you not being Christian? Don't you know that Mary and Joseph were refugees?
They were not refugees.
They did hide out in Egypt after. But the Egyptians were giving them welfare. Oh, come on in. Have some Section 8. You can get a place right down by the Sphinx. You know, would you like some...
It's got some running water.
Would you like some Medicaid? And what we need now is the producer to, like, start playing Walk Like an Egyptian in the background.
You don't have a producer, though.
Yeah, you do. Yeah,
and
it isn't going to happen.
And then there's...
We don't do that.
Okay.
That's not how we roll with Unredacted. Unredacted,
it's
you get pure, unadulterated, which leaves Emhoff out. Ayo! Podcast power. You get the full Monty, so to speak.
All right.
Every little bit. But look, I don't think amnesty's going anywhere, but... You know, they're pushing Trump. Well, you know, we need farm workers and we need slaves to toil in our hotels.
That's what Hunter Biden told us.
Oh, yeah. Hunter Biden. I loved his thing. Oh, he just went off on all the Democrats. Screw all those guys.
He didn't say screw.
He didn't say screw. He used the F-bomb.
A lot.
He was really ripping and snorting as opposed to his usual.
I like how you said
snorting.
He made his own crack cocaine.
Oh, yeah. He was like a chemist. He's like, crack cocaine is regular cocaine with the impurities removed, providing a smoother, tastier hit. I don't think
quite a connoisseur of that one.
I'm not much of an impressionist.
No.
But
sounded nothing like it. But go on. Tell us more about that interview, because I thought it was hilarious.
Oh, he was talking to some podcaster no one's ever met.
Who was, I guess a bee was attacking him.
This is the Mr. Chuckles podcast. We've got Hunter here. What the hell is this bee doing here? Why is there a bee here?
He's lucky. Hunter didn't, wasn't on one of his coke benches.
Yeah.
Who knows what he would have done.
Well, thank you, Hunter Biden. Next week, we interview Baby Gronk and the ghost of Vic Tayback.
Okay.
Baby Gronk, which I find just a funny concept. It's a sports thing, apparently.
Baby Gronk
and the ghost of Vic Tayback, who is the poor man's Ernest Borgnine. So, a lot of people don't. You don't even know what I'm talking about, too. You're just like.
I'm like, okay.
Hey, Kurt's doing it again.
Yeah. I'm not Dennis Miller.
Oh, yeah. That's what I need. I need to. Hey, Dennis. It's the ghost of Vic Tayback. Bravo, Kurt. Way to go, champ. Bazinga!
You're the funniest cat.
Yeah, you're a swinging cat. You're groovy. No, wait, that's
okay,
awesome.
How many minutes has this gone on? All right, it's 27.
It's 27 minutes, which is approximately 54 times the average bull wedding night. I've given substance. They had substance. But we talked about the amnesty thing. Look, I think Trump was testing the waters going, well, you know, our farmers are great. We need to help out our farmers. And everyone's like, deport them all. And Trump's like, but not that much. See, because, you know, the pervert who shall not be named, that stuff kind of annoying, right? Not handled really well. But we all know that if there's anything really about Trump in it, it would have been, you know, broadcast 8 years ago, right?
Yeah. What about the...
But man, you do... If Trump goes, well, I'm going to screw you all over like everyone else has, but on amnesty, that would be a problem for him.
Yeah.
That would be a big, big, big problem. And I just don't think he's that... I just don't think he's dumb.
Yeah. Oh, so, No, I don't think so either. I think he's wiser than that. I hope so. All right. So what do you think about Tulsi Gabbard coming out, talking about the whole Russian gate?
Well, I'm not sure who cares about it.
Okay.
That's the problem. Well, it is important, okay. But here, I'm going to break everybody's heart.
Okay.
The only guy who has any real chance of going to jail is Brennan. For perjury in 2023.
Maybe.
OPA. Maybe. Now, I can think of some other very creative ways to try and get other people in. I don't think they'll work. And here's the thing. You're not going to convict Obama of anything, and they're not going to indict him because they won't be able to convict him of anything. I know. I know. Look, Kurt, he was really bad. Yes. When you're doing a legal analysis like a lawyer, you know, facts and evidence are the last thing you think about. And I know I've said this before. When people would come into my office and say, Kurt, I have a great case. Let me tell you the evidence. I go, no, I don't care about the evidence. Not now. I will later. We have to have procedural things. Do you have what is the potential claim? Does it exist? Or is it one of those, it's treason? Okay, not treason. Treason's defined in the Constitution. as adhering to our enemies or levying war against the United States. That's not what he's accused of. So it's not treason. Second of all, when did it happen? Because you have a statute of limitations issue. And then third of all, oh yeah, the Trump case for an immunity.
So Trump helped him.
Trump helped him. And Trump says, he really owes me a lot of thanks because I think the case would be very helpful for. Yes. Yes. The accusation would be something like, Barack Obama told his intelligence guys to change their analysis to, show that, Trump is, colluding with Russia, even though that's not really what the analysis said. All of it covered by immunity. That's the job of a president is to a key task of the president is to guide analyses, and he's allowed to do it wrong. Yes, he is. You. It's not going to work. But Kurt, he's very guilty. Okay, again, the analysis, guilty or not, is the last thing I'm thinking of. Because the first thing I'm thinking of is, can you even do anything about it? And the answer is no.
Statute of limitations.
Statute of limitations, cause of action, immunity. And you're going to lose on all of those. But it's wrong. I know. There are many things that are wrong that are not addressed by the legal system. Is it a political matter? Yes. Should it be jammed up his poop chute? Figuratively.
Okay, so explain what exactly was found now that wasn't found when Trump was in office.
There's more documentation showing specifically that they chose to emphasize the dossier, even though they knew or should have known that it was complete bull.
Now, this documentation, where was it?
Some of it was in a report that was being kept secured at CIA headquarters since 2017. And it was classified. So they were hiding it.
Okay.
Now, are there some theories that might get Comey and Brennan and maybe Clapper involved? Talking about conspiracy and stuff. There are possibilities. They basically invented crimes to charge Trump with out of laws that apply to other things. So if they want to do that to these guys and essentially create causes of action, maybe they'll have merit. I don't know. I haven't seen it. And I'm not a federal criminal prosecutor. So I'm not, you know, I'm just saying I don't really know. My strong suspicion is it'll be very hard to do anything except get Brennan on perjury, and you better do it in Virginia as opposed to Washington, D.C.
If that's even provable, right?
I mean, well, that now, once you get past all that, then we come to the issue of whether you can actually prove it or not.
Yeah. Okay. All right. So now, I guess there's not really that much you could do.
Yeah, not legally.
Not legally.
Why? I want to see people in jail. Well, I want a pony.
Yeah, I'd love to see
I mean, okay. Look, these are, you know, at the end of the day, the default resolution to problems involving politicians is politics. You make an election issue and the people vote accordingly. Well, they won't do anything. Well, you know, they're allowed to choose not to do anything. That's the downside of democracy. Yes, I know we're a republic. I'm just using shorthand. Sometimes they are wrong. I mean, I don't know what to tell you. But when people start appealing to the law, it's often like they're appealing to like some neutral referee who's going to come in and demonstrate, well, I'm so obviously and manifestly objectively right, and I just need some outside force to impose justice. Well, dude, there's no justice. There's just us. Whoa.
Wow.
Whoa!
You need to use that in one of the Kelly Turnbull books.
I think that's it's something that a lot of the communists use sometimes. Where they're like,
well,
there's no justice. They're just us. Yeah, but that doesn't make sense. In mine, it's really in contact because it literally is just us, the hoarders.
I think then it's even more perfect.
I think it's, well, anyway. Yeah, and which I will start next week.
So,
but you got to get American Apocalypse.
Oh, yes, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
It's
so,
fantastic book. You have to get that.
Yeah. But I don't, again, there are going to be people listening. Well, Kirk, you know, I just think this is just terrible and just shows everything's hopeless. Okay. I don't like pills, particularly black ones. When people start telling, well, there's no hope, we're doomed, screw you, screw everything, I'm like, don't talk to me anymore. I can't work with that.
Okay. All right. Sorry about this moment that could be a black pill moment. What do you think is going to happen in the midterms?
Oh, I think we're going to win.
Really?
Yes.
Okay.
What is the one thing that's going to matter in the midterms? Well, it's people are going to vote for what the people tell you they're going to vote about, which is the economy. I think we made money in the stock market 5 days out of 5. I think as illegal aliens leave, more Americans are getting jobs. We're getting hip to things like the H-1B visa scam, which is, hi, American guys who learn to code. We're going to fire you and you're going to train your replacement. Meet Ranjit. He's from Butmapur, and he's going to work for $5 an hour.
He'll be sleeping at his desk.
Yeah, you know, he'll be sleeping under his desk.
Under. See that cot? Are they rolled up?
Cots are for closers. Ranjit's the closer. He gets a desk. I think the economy is going to boom. I think people want to work. I think with the tax stuff squared away, people are going to start feeling better. I think the economy is going to be booming. If we're at peace and the economy's booming, we win the midterms. Because what are Democrats going to do? Yeah, the economy's terrible. And people are going to be like, well, I'm making more money and I'm happy. So you're lying to me. Screw you. Well, Trump's a threat to our democracy. Well, Kamala tried that and no. You know, and if I wasn't listening to Drunky, why would I listen to you? And
12 step.
Rudder, 12 step is moving. 12 step is moving. Okay, 12 step has fallen. 12 step has spilled her highball. 12 step has spilled her highball. Get, bring towels. Bring towels for 12 step. Over?
Okay, I think maybe.
I think we're putting the butt in Butler.
I think this is over.
Oh, you think this is over?
It's 38.
I was talking about the midterms. I think we win. I think, first of all, did you know we have a ton more money than
that? A ton more money what?
The Republicans have collected much, significantly more money than the Democrats.
Okay.
Trump is printing cash.
All right.
And if you, now Democrats are making some money, but what's very interesting to me is how it's distributed. Mary Kaptur, who is a relatively moderate Democrat to the extent there are any, in Ohio, in a swing district, and she's likely to get redistricted right where the sun don't shine. And you should read my Monday Town Hall column on redistricting. I'm very much for gerrymandering, for very various reasons. She is exactly the kind of Democrat they need to reinforce to make sure she wins. She's got $600,000. How much money do you think AOC, who won 85% of the vote in her hardcore communist district?
Oh, millions, right?
15 million.
15 million. That's ridiculous.
So the money is not being spread the way it needs to be for the Democrats. So. And look at the Democrats. What do they got? They're still talking about Epstein. And you know who the only people talking about the pervert who shall not be named are?
You just named? No.
Us.
Yeah.
Pundits. People on people with podcasts. Normal people are like, I'm done. Okay? I hate perverts. I'm glad he's dead. And yeah, I know he palled around with various people, including Trump. But if there was anything bad about Trump, that would have been leading the news for the last 8 years.
Yeah. That would have been out.
So
that's why I'm not believing. That's
good. So normal people are like, we don't care. But you know what I do care about? Hey, you know, my 401k is $1,000 higher than it was last Monday. They care about that. And also the fact is the tariffs have not restarted inflation. Inflation is very low. And I expect Jerome Powell to be browbeaten by Trump into lowering interest rates, which will pump things up even more. So I am optimistic. I think we'll do very well in the midterms. So speaking of doing very well, you can't do any better than to get American Apocalypse, the second American Civil War, my new novel. Get also Los Angeles, Silver Bullets and Sunset Strip. Irina and I wrote that one. And that is out there. That's a lot of fun.
That's a fun faz read.
Yeah, and you should go get these books.
Great for my summer beachy read.
And I am trying to pimp them to Hollywood people, but Hollywood people just don't seem to care. And by care, I mean write a check for $50 million to make them. They just don't seem to care.
Probably not going to care.
I know, right? Follow me at Twitter at Kurt Schlichter. Monday, Wednesday, Thursday are my town hall columns. Stream of Kurtchesis on Friday. Thank you for being members of Town Hall VIP.
For being you.
And for just being you. Now, Town Hall VIP members, we are working to make a Town Hall VIP cruise happen. We are...
Doesn't that sound like fun?
It does sound like fun. Who knows? I'm not sure where it'll be. It'd be sometime next year. Probably me, Larry O'Connor, Derek Hunter, maybe Chris DeGaulle. We'll see. He's a Salem guy. You know, there's lots of options. Maybe other people. I don't want to make any promises. We're kicking around a lot of ideas, but it won't be one of those, femboy cruises where David French is doing seminars on how to be a submissive sissy. It'll all be manhood. Manly AF. All right. That's very long. We're at 43 minutes. And we didn't even talk about all the Gen X people who died.
Oh, man. Yeah, it was sad.
Yeah, man. Chuck Mangione, man, right here. It's right there. Because, you know, his smooth trumpet bass jazz soothed my jangled nerves.
That doesn't feel good.
Ooh, what a way to end it. Adios, folks.
Damn.